This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
So, Brett, so I'm driving the Uber just to sort of see what it's like.
Oh.
Is this a good fit for me? And I pick up the time to make the donuts guy, and we're shooting the shit, and I just start crying. And there's no windshield wipers for your eyes. And so I'm losing it, crying. And he goes, well, what's wrong? And I said, I think I just kind of miss my friend, you know.
You're talking about me?
Hayes.
Oh.
And he actually asked, do you mean Engineer Brett? And I made it pretty clear that I didn't. And so then I was thinking, like, could you invite windshield wipers for your eyes? I know your eyelids can kind of blink stuff out, but it's not the same as sort of scrubbing across.
Right.
And I was like, Hayes would be the kind of guy who would know, you know, why that would work or wouldn't. Mm-hmm. But anyway.
Some of the guys at the gas stations will squeegee, you know, squeegee for you.
I don't need this from you. But I am in the studio. You know, I just said, I just dropped him off wherever I was. I canceled it. I turned the app off, and I just got to the studio and was like, I just want to be here to feel what it's like to be around him. And it's even harder because I just haven't seen him.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Yeah.
What's it been?
And even just telling that story now just sucked. Like, you're so bad at hearing a story. Like, it just fucking sucked.
Yeah. I can't say it was that good. I mean,
but he would know how to make it good because he helps with it. Can you just call him? Can you call him?
Yeah, I can get him on the phone. Would you you want to talk to him?
Yeah.
Okay, let me dial him up.
You're not always recording our conversations, are you?
I like to keep it rolling. You can edit. You can always tell me if you want to edit it out. You never tell me that.
I don't want to talk to you unless I'm like have to.
Hello.
Hi, hey, so I was driving this Uber, you know,
Sean,
to see what, yeah.
I'm in a meeting. Is this important?
Oh.
Because I can, everyone's here, but I can, like.
Oh, no.
Are you just going to tell a story? Or
oh,
like,
if you're, yeah, no, I guess if you're in a meeting, you're in a meeting. I don't.
No, I just, like, just tell me, like, is it something important?
It's just, that's, no, it's not more important than your meeting. I mean, it's.
Okay.
Well, I didn't realize you were.
You know, I'm going to go back in unless there's something
okay,
like important that you want
to
say.
Save the story or I'll tell it to Brett again.
Hey, it's Brett.
Hey, Brett.
I'm just here with Brett. I was telling him a story and I was saying that I missed you and I was maybe
what,
I'd tell it to
what?
You. Are you.
What was that?
I'm just here with Brett and I was telling him a story.
What was
I was saying
after
that I missed you and that I. Then I miss having you to.
Guys, can you clear out of here for a second? And we'll like.
Oh, Hayes, I don't want this to be a bit.
No. Let's keep talking. Okay. We'll start this up again in a few. I just have to take this. Okay.
I know you have so many big meetings, but you've just been in New York for so long, and
yeah.
I feel like either my stories are getting worse or Brett's just such a bad listener and I just missed you and I wanted to talk to you and see if you could find something in this story.
No, I'm glad you said this.
Windshield wipers for your eyes is part of it.
Oh, well, that's interesting because we have eyelids, but they only go one way.
Yeah.
So it would be like inventing eyelids that could go, like, I believe a fish.
Yeah, they close in from the side.
It goes in from the side. Yeah, and make funny noise.
Oh, what would that noise be?
No, I mishear stories too.
Brett, do you hear that?
I've really missed this as well, and it's like so to hear you say that, because it's so like it's so dirty here. It smells terrible.
Well, when are you coming home?
It's dark. I don't know. I mean, like, people are coming in here for meetings just, like, constantly, it seems like. And it's just, like, this never-ending cycle of people. And
just isn't the weather there, like, it's always wet. It's just miserable over there. I mean,
it's a little wet.
Do you want to come home?
Yeah, I mean, I would love to come home, but, you know, I, it just feels like I'm stuck here for a little while. I don't know when this is going to be over, and it's just like...
Hang on.
What?
Start talking again?
I was saying it just feels like I'm stuck here. I don't know when...
Hang on, I'm going to take my headphones off.
Okay.
Do you hear something?
Talk again, Hayes?
Yeah, this...
I can hear him without my headphones. I can hear him through this wall.
That doesn't make sense, audio-wise. Let me
What's
check.
On the other
Let
side of this wall?
It's just the earwolf.
The ladies' room is over there, right?
Yeah.
It's just the women's bathroom.
Wait, hey, speak again?
Yeah, this is Hayes. I'm calling from New York.
Wait, don't talk into the phone. Hang the phone up and just start talking.
Okay.
Hello, this is Hayes. I'm talking from New York.
I can hear him. He's right. He's in the ladies' room.
I can hear him, too.
Hayes, walk out of New York. Take a left down the hallway. And then come in through the door.
Oh.
Hayes.
Oh.
You were there?
Oh.
Have you been in the women's restroom of the... For 4 months?
That's what that room is.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought... So I went in there...
Is his mic on, Brett?
Can you guys
it's
hear
on.
Me?
Okay.
Okay. I went in there, I don't even, like 15 weeks ago or something like that.
Yeah.
And there was pizza in there.
Sure.
And so I thought, this must be New York.
Yeah, well, famous New York pizza.
I must be here on business.
Yeah, of course.
And people are constantly coming in for meetings.
Yeah. Women in pencil skirts.
Mm-hmm. And so I guess I thought I had taken a trip to New York.
I see. Well, that's happened to all of us at some time or other. But it's so great that you're here.
Yeah. No, this is good. It does make me wonder. It feels like a little bit of wasted time.
That you... We're just in the ladies' room for 15 or 16 weeks.
Yeah, but I had people like Tom Sharpling was in there a lot.
That's true.
And
Gethard was in
there. And he would come in, Tom would come in and say like, I'd say, hey, Tom, so good to see you here. What are you doing here? And he'd be like, oh, I'm here like we're going to do a podcast together, right?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that makes sense. Because he sat down for a long time and did a podcast with you.
Right, because he was putting a microphone.
And he always sounded a little distracted.
He came in with microphones that I would see him start to put into the ceiling.
Uh-huh.
But then he was like, oh, these are just for us to record our podcast.
And I could hear that a lot of photos were being taken during those podcasts, but they weren't released. Like, usually there's a lot of photos that go with our episodes.
And no, they would just take some stock photo from the internet. Yeah. I wondered about that too. Where then it was.
Because there's camera clicking all the time. And was that also in the ceiling looking down?
There was a sort of an infrared beam that if you crossed it, they would take a picture. Because he was like, oh, well, you know, we don't have an engineer here to do it.
And he was very invested in pretending it was New York as well.
Yeah, I honestly feel like a big part of why I thought it was New York is Tom
coming in. With microphones,
and making
cameras,
and now and like taxi cab sounds, horns honking, and things like that. I now think might have been an effect that he was doing with his mouth,
right?
And he would keep saying he saw Pizza Rat as well, and I would never be able to see him. He would always be gone.
You just miss Pizza Rat.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'd be very excited to see Pizza Rat because I'd heard so much about how funny it was.
Yeah. that was a sensation, and we'll surely launch into a whole other. There's got a bright future for Pizza Rat.
But it was here. This is great, though. I'm so happy to.
I'm happy
to be back,
you know?
Doing the show.
Well, I mean, I'm here obviously after hours in the studio just because I was sad and I came here to be alone, really. Brett, I think, lives here, but we. I mean, as long as we're here late at night, do you want to do like a lock-in, like sleepover?
A sleepover? That's like exactly what I was thinking, actually. Yeah, yeah, like a night of the museum.
Or, oh God!
Yeah,
cowboy. You know? Yes, and they're fighting, and he has to teach them to be friends.
But it'll be like that, or just like, or well, like in that it's nighttime.
And he likes the girl.
Cleopatra.
No.
Which girl?
The one who worked there, maybe, or is friends, or is a teacher. Carla Gugino.
She's the teacher.
That's his friend.
Okay.
Who he hopes there's more.
Okay, I didn't see that part because it was on a plane and they cut out some of the...
Cleopatra maybe teach him how to be brave with women.
Okay.
Strong, assertive woman teach you how to be brave with
women.
That's
interesting. Because when they censor the parts with the actual potential girlfriend relationship, all you get on the plane is someone saying, like, here she comes, and then it cuts to, like, a different thing.
Yeah, and then it's just, like, a dinosaur... I call him Rex.
So, yeah, I mean, I would love to do a walk-in. There's all kinds of, you know, there's, like, we have blankets.
Lock-in closet.
We can use the sound.
Hayes, did you hear the word play?
Lock-in closet, like a walk-in closet?
Or like a lock-in freezer?
Yes,
like
I
walk-in.
Do. I do hear it. And like what
walk-in.
If you did a Christopher Lock-in?
Christopher Lock-in.
Wait, are you saying that like you said it first?
Lockin' in a winter wonderland. Christopher Lockin' in a winter wonderland closet. I mean, I think we found it, and we've got our next t-shirt. I can't wait to see that graphic.
And we're already, it's so great that we're just together for such a short time, and we're already coming up with a good new t-shirt.
Falling right into our old patterns and, you know, being molded in the image of Scott Ankerman to... be able to twist these words into a new thing.
Brett, do you think Scott would mind if we took the soundproofing blankets off the wall and we use them as
real
sleeping
blanket. Real blanket and wrap up in it and just make a little burrito.
And we'll put
them
back. We'll put them back.
And I'd like to tuck Hayes in like he's a little burrito.
I think that should be okay. I mean,
and then
you guys, I'm lead engineer. That's kind of my call. It's not Scott's call.
Holy shit, man. You're pulling rank on Scott. How would the Anchorman feel about that?
I mean, these are, you know, I set up these blankets. I don't think he would be aware that they have been taken down, used as swaddle.
So you're okay with it, but you want us to know that it's your decision.
Yes.
And that Scott wouldn't be allowed to be mad if you took the blankets out of his company.
I just want you to, you know, I just felt like a little dismissed in that request, like I have no fucking say about
would
the blankets.
Would Eugenia Scripps be mad? Would Herbert Walker Scripps or any of the Scripps heirs?
Are you willing to roll up that far? And
yeah, who else are you willing to piss on right now?
It goes to the top. I'll go to Scripps. I'll show them these blankets
that you set.
I mean,
up. That's
why they bought this company.
The youngest,
we didn't buy
even them. The youngest but Scripps who, child, who's a notorious wild card, Portlandia Scripps.
Brett, because what I'm asking is, who's paying for the thumbtacks that you use to keep these blankets from falling down? These clear thumbtacks, which I will say, create the effect of invisibility. I know that's what you're going for.
Right.
Using these clear thumbtacks, it's as if there's nothing there at all, and the blankets are hanging of their own accord.
If there were silver thumbtacks up there, which I have seen, or push pins or whatever, I would say, okay, I believe Brett that this is his call, because those are totally replaceable. You get those at any Staples. But obviously these clear ones are special order. They're probably only available to maybe Houdini's family and some other great illusion masters. Copperfield, Blaine, Amazing Jonathan.
Because you could cover the Statue of Liberty with
the mind freak Chris Angel
and make it disappear.
Yes. And you could put blankets on that.
Should so I it's respond functional to that? And, or?
Well, I'm just saying.
Thank you for asking.
You're not going to be able to.
I'm going to say no.
No. It's not really for you. It's for us and our audience.
Because they paid for the clear thumbtacks, but I did the little roll of tape behind the sound blanket to put it up.
So that even the corner holds flush.
Right.
Oh, so you managed to create something of an Ouroboros of tape that's nothing but sticky.
Mobius. Mm.
Tape snake eating its own tail.
Yep. So what I'm trying to say is, sure, take the blankets down, but...
Is that the American Medical Association, the Ouroboros?
It is a snake.
Yeah.
But it still has a tail, so it must have been before it thought it's...
Is it Ouroboros or tail. Is it Ouroboros?
Is that JB Smoove?
No. And this is fine that we, you know, we haven't seen each other for a while. So, yeah, we're going to miss each other sometimes.
Okay.
We're going to be going
right by
each other.
It sounds a little like your old JB Smoove, but maybe you've abandoned that. I'm going to come sit over here now.
And having him next to me, and do you feel the electricity?
Because I was just sort of standing in the doorway.
Yeah, it was weird. The two of you were just facing each other from across the room.
For quite some time.
There's
standing
just like
in different corners.
A little bit of more, I don't know, I could feel a little bit of warming up that had to be.
Yeah, like, and you can't just leap right in. I mean, I hate to use this sort of analogy, but you do need a little foreplay, and it does soften some things and harden others so that they can meet.
I wouldn't shy away from that analogy at all. I mean, like, because before we sort of begin this process, if it is too dry, it will hurt everyone.
Yeah.
And so that, you know, I think it's good to take our time.
Yeah.
So now you guys are sitting, you just sat right next to Sean. And
right.
You guys are back to it.
Yeah,
I mean,
and I'm metaphorically,
good.
I'm comedically getting boned out. It's getting stronger.
Now, do you want me to place the blanket now over you two? Or is it not to that point yet?
I wonder if we can use these thumbtacks to make it into like a little roll, like a little burrito, so we can be sort of like two caterpillars.
Mm, and then we're like Narpusa. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. We're in our pupusa, ready to emerge.
Do you want individual pupusas, or do you want to be in one wrap?
I think one big one where our feet are kind of touching.
Okay.
Yeah. Touching pupusas.
And now, Brett, you can... So, like...
Do you know what a pupusa is? It's like a crystallis.
I thought it was like an Argentinian food or
it's
something.
Like a crystallis.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It sounds like poo-poo.
Oh, Brett. Okay, I can't be mad. I can't be mad.
I was mad for a minute.
Oh,
but,
I wanted to be mad.
But then I thought about it, and it does sound like poo-poo.
Well, and that's why I can't be mad, Hayes. So we're here for a slumber party, and we're all cuddled in, and I'm back with my friend.
And Brett, can you just go outside? Because I want us to be able to talk about whatever we want.
Yeah.
And it's not as fun with you here just watching.
Yes, and I want that kind of freedom.
And like supervising us. Because I want us just to be able to talk and just hang out. And
just say anything, even if it's outrageous.
Yeah.
What if I just sort of turned around? Because I have to monitor the recording.
You can go look out, like, you know that little, your little perch that you use to look out the window? Why don't you climb up on your little perch?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Oh, go there.
Oh, look, I'm scurrying out. So, speaking of... I was saying we might want to say something outrageous. Did you see that Gem and the Holograms movie?
Yeah, I did somehow. It was on Tom's phone.
Here's what I like about it. at first she's trying to be a rock star, but yeah. she has this very boring generic name, Jerrica. And they realize that if you really want to be famous, you need something remarkable like Jem.
Yeah. And she, what she does on her face, she paints like a lightning bolt on her face to basically become this completely new
from like this character. Boring Jerrica. I mean, how many Jerricas did you know growing up? What a snooze. You're never going to be famous with that. There's too many of them. It's like, oh, hey, I'm Jerrica. It's like, Jerrica who? Because I can't keep any more of my name in my name bank in my head.
And it makes me
in
sad.
In my brain.
It makes me sad, Sean, to think that you have had this idea in your head for so long.
About this, the Gem and the Holograms movie?
This movie
which,
came out a long time ago. And
yeah.
it makes me feel like I didn't really fully understand the ramifications of me
being
God. Until now, which is you must have a tremendous
there's a
backlog.
Treasure trove of just really great sharp observations about what movies is doing right. And who am I going to tell?
Yeah.
Dom.
Imagine if Dom heard that.
Who am I going to tell? Andrew T.
That neither of those guys would know what side of that. To be on what side of that?
Of course not.
Observation.
And who are you going to tell? Tom Sharpling, notorious pervert.
Tom, hearing about this idea of a girl in general, you know.
Yeah. He wouldn't be distracted on the name. He'd be like, "Well, how big are her cans? Or is she going to the bathroom anytime soon? And if so, where? And how much time do I have to get in there first?" And that's what he really would ask.
Yeah, he would ask that. Whereas with...
And I like the guy.
Yeah.
I got a lot of respect for him. Sweet guy.
Whereas
but
with
Jesus.
Me, I'm here, I'm adding this lightning bolt thing, which is carrying the observation onto the...
Huge
next,
for me.
Onto the next plane. And it makes me sad and sorry that... That these things have just had to like fester in your brain all
and
this
unfortunately,
time.
And unfortunately, Tom would only know about
pupusa.
The lightning bolt, which I needed to get me into the next level.
Yeah.
He would only know about it if it was painted on her pupusa. You know what I mean? Like,
Brett,
are you eavesdropping out there?
Boo-boo.
Oh, Brett, get in your bird perch and look at the city.
His head is following the lights of the cars going by. Yeah. And he's sort of pawing at the window like it's a bug that he can catch. It's nice in here.
Yeah, it is now.
And it's like it's fun to be here after dark and think about some of the stories that people like Jeff Garland and Harmar Superstar have told in here, and you think about like all the stories that this room has to tell, and we're part of that story.
For better or worse.
I love that. I mean, just like being able this traditional blanket. It's like a story told in a blanket.
Wow, I did something right, I guess.
And honestly, when you think about what these sound blankets do. They absorb all the sound and then it, you know, where does it go? It must kind of like stay in there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So they must still be in these blankets.
Yeah. You can almost hear Drew Drogi if you put your ear up close enough to the sort of quilting of the blanket. And who's this? It's, the guy who was the troubadour on the Gilmore Girls, who had that sort of sound music-y one for a little while. What's his name, Brett? Brett!
Yeah, I'm here.
Who's that guy that you liked?
That was do the music show.
Grant Buckerfield.
Grant Buffalo. Grant Lee
Buffalo.
Buffalo
Lee. Grant Lee Buffalo.
Grant Lee Buffalo. Yeah, you can almost hear the...
Shortwave radio.
And you're done. Get back out there.
His drums are still in here, huh?
Yeah, they've just been sitting here. He's never picked them up.
That's an odd sounding
That's
drum.
That's the sound of the drum make?
I don't know.
Wait, try it again.
Make it a drum. No. Make it a drum,
Brett. It thinks it's the keyboard.
But, well, it thinks it's the keyboard, which thinks it's saxophone. I want it to be a drum.
Okay. Try it.
And what, am I going to blow into the saxophone?
Try again. There it is.
Wow, that ruled.
Yeah, not as fun as I thought. Maybe that's why the show didn't take.
Yeah, and it's not a statement on the show. Not everything really just takes off right away like what we did.
I will say that I've never noticed it in here until the lights are off, but the stars that Scott put on the ceiling are really nice. Stars.
And they're in real constellations.
Yeah.
I mean, he did his homework.
Yeah. They're a lot of fun.
There's Orion's belt, and it's sort of slipping down and revealing some of Orion's parts. There's Cygnus the Swad, and he's sort of moving towards Orion.
He looks like he might be trying to bite Orion's parts.
And
he thinks it's a piece of bread, which it does look like.
Yeah, like a baguette. And
there's that crab one.
Brett. Please take to your perch. And I wonder if we have to put his little loop on. His little foot loop.
Oh.
The little
leather strap.
Or, okay, how about these? The little flaps over his eyes that make him think it's nighttime. Which it is.
Yeah, that could be helpful. When you first said little loop, I thought like his jeweler's loop, and I thought that's not helpful. But a lot of times
I don't want him to see.
He's looking at Legos through a jeweler's loop, like he's investigating
and nodding and saying like, "Oh yes,
yes, fine specimen,
very nice."
Yes, this one, and then he just throws it in the bucket with the others, and I don't really know what he thinks he's figuring out.
Well, that I am curious about. What are you going to do with all those?
Yeah, what is the deal with that?
Legos. And what are you looking for? Mm-hmm. Like, what's making you so happy when you find a good one? Because sometimes they go in, like, a bad pile.
Yes, that's true. But I say they always, half of them go in the bucket, I guess, and then some of them get, like, dismissed, and you have to, like, burn them or something.
But to me, they look the same.
Yeah.
Well, Wait, hang on. Let me take your little things off.
Yeah. So I'm looking for any slight defects or miscolorations.
Okay. Miscolorations.
Yes.
So you don't know either.
Well, so you look very closely.
So you'll look at one.
You don't know what you'll find.
That's red, and you'll decide that it's like supposed to be blue or something.
Well, yeah, you feel it in your hand first. You smell it.
Uh huh.
You look very closely,
mm-hmm.
and then you see this really is supposed to be blue.
Okay, mm-hmm. and that makes it valuable to you.
Right, it's an error. It's like the upside down, planes. Stamps.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And do you know what that is?
An error.
Do you really know about that stamp?
Yeah.
But do you really know about it?
Like, do you actually know about the stamp?
I'm not sure what you're getting at. I think you're bringing it up,
but do you actually know what it is? Like, is this like when you kept saying that something was like, what's the movie where it's all different perspectives?
Identity?
No. That's so
it's
good.
It's all one guy. Oh, shit. I wasn't supposed to say that.
Oh, no. And it's in his brain. Rorschachy or something.
This is a movie where what?
It's all you're seeing it from different people perspectives. It's you're seeing it, this my version.
Are
and
you
then
talking
I go,
about Rorschach from... Watchman?
Rorschach from Watchman, I think, is maybe part of... He's maybe in it. What is it? And it's like, I'm telling it my way. I think Community did a version of it.
Oh. Russian Man?
Russian Man. So it's Russian Man. Is this like when you were going like, this is like a Russian Man thing, and you could bring it up in the way you could bring up the stamp, but you didn't really know what you were saying?
Yeah, maybe you guys are good. I just gotta say, you guys are back. It's good to have you guys back.
You felt like
we are back.
That was a rich moment.
Serious sparks flying.
Do you ever see that where you're watching people have an exchange on the microphone? And you're going, this should not be edited. This should exist as is.
I take my hands off the mixing board and I just like,
and you just marvel at it.
Yeah, I lean back and I just watch you guys go.
That level of connection.
I will say, I'll say Andrew T. There's very few here who can get me in that position.
Okay, Brett, go out again because I do want us to be able to talk about whatever we want.
Okay.
Okay, I have a question.
Yeah.
Which Sklar brother, if you like, wanted one, and I'm not saying to like be boyfriends with or anything.
No, I know.
But to just like be able to hang out with one-on-one, which one do you think would just be like a better hang, just like a more fun hang?
Oh, you're gonna make me pick.
Yeah,
well, they're both funny, they both know about sports.
Yeah,
they're both smart, they're both cute, they're both would be a good dad, and which is something I look for.
I like that one of them is so nice when you just like see him around the, like he always like talks to me and stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying he like likes me or anything, but I do.
Yeah, no. And I'm not saying that he's like into me, like we have like a thing, like I'm not that conceited. So I think that like everybody like basically wants to, you know, just hop into a sleeping bag with me and, bust the zippers open. But he's nice.
He just seems like
he's just a nice guy.
Right. Yeah.
And the kind of guy who you could see maybe would provide.
But I sort of like that the other one is kind of like, I don't know if it's just, this is just like the kind of thing I like, but that the other one you sort of have to like work harder for.
Yeah. He's like, it's not standoffish, but it's almost flirtier in a
and
way.
And then he like has he really something
talk to
that
you.
He has something like really going on that you're like, I sort of want to find out.
And
I want to get to the heart of that and maybe sort
through,
of be part of that.
And that if
you know?
Broke through that, maybe you'd have an even deeper connection with him.
And if
because
he like
you
feels
were,
that strongly and passionately
it.
About something, I sort of want that to be me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I wonder about, like, the nice one, am I always going to wonder, like, oh, is he just, like, nice to everybody?
Mm.
But with the other one.
Yeah, is that
the
fake?
The sort of, like,
and
brooding
is it more
one,
authentic
it's like,
that the right. one is, like, there's a darkness in him, but maybe I'm what could sort of be, like, the salve that he puts on that inner wound. And I'm not saying that my semen would be, you know, the liquid that would heal the wound because it's an inner wound, like because that would be going in him. I'm not talking about it like that. I'm talking about like spiritually, you know.
No, I know. No, I know that you don't mean it like that.
Yeah, that's not how I'm saying it.
And it's just like to talk, like, you know, like I don't think any of this is going to actually happen. It's just like, you know, it's just like fun to talk about, I guess.
Fuck, marry, kill, engineer Ryan. Engineer Sam, the one kid who's always at his desk when we come in. I know his name, but I accidentally called him Gabe once, and I'm scared to say his name now.
His name is Josh.
I know.
Okay. And you're scared to say his name because you don't want him to think it was a mistake when you called him Gabe, and so it's like
That's like a nickname I have for him.
Okay. So saying Josh would let him know that you know it was a mistake in a way that you saying out loud that you made that mistake would not.
Oh, yeah. If he goes, because like every time somebody says it's Josh, I go, I know. And then I go, Gabe. As if it means something. It's about being confident. So, fuck, marry, kill.
Engineer Ryan. Engineer Sam.
Engineer Sam.
Josh. I like that Josh works so hard because every time we come in here, he is always at his desk, kind of facing the door. He's like the first guy we see when we come in. He's always really nice. I honestly feel like he would be nice to marry because
he doesn't face the door. He faces away. Dana faces the door.
What?
He's not facing the door, right, Brett? He's facing the other way.
But he turns to look at us when we come in.
Oh, yeah. He hears the elevator open and he's just the absolute ultimate welcome committee.
Fastest spinner in his chair.
Yeah. He doesn't get his headphones all the way off, but he leans them off a little bit and he goes, hey.
I almost think he'd be really nice to Mary.
I could see that. Also, I know I'd have some time at home while he's still at work to just watch my shows.
And
I don't own a TV, but I call watching my shows making shadow puppets. I have sort of shadow puppet theater that I do in my basement, my home, my dad's basement now. And anyway, that's my shows. Go ahead, Hayes.
I would probably kill Engineer Ryan because I think that is what he would like. It would make me feel like I was doing him a huge favor. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, he's asked me before. He's approached me and asked if I'd be willing to end him.
Because he's always like, I just screw it up. If I try to do it, I just screw it up. He has like so low self-confidence.
Yeah.
That he thinks he'd do even that wrong. And he'd probably just live forever or something. That's what he always says.
Yeah, and that's his fear. Yeah, so that's true. He would be relieved. And so then you're doing a nasty with my cousin Sam.
Yeah, because I feel like, you know, he rides that motorcycle around and I know that the impression he's trying to create is that that's his big hog.
Yeah. You know what I mean? That they call it a hog and they call it a hog.
So yes.
It's, and he's got a lot of power between his legs. Is kind of what he wants you to be thinking. And
it's
so,
like, I don't want it to be huge, you know?
No, but, I mean, you know, it's a win-win for you because if he really is packing what he's saying he is, then you get a true treat, like a feast. And then if he's not, then you can show him what a real man be working with when you turn it around and give him the other side.
Right.
So, you know, I'm related to Sam, so same answer for obvious reasons, but I do feel conflicted just about that aspect of it, but it doesn't matter if it's illegal because it wouldn't really happen. And also, it shouldn't be illegal to have homosexual incest because you're not going to create anything.
Because the reason for it is to stop you from having a kid.
Yeah. Is it the sort of chromosome overlap?
And it's just the obvious answer because
chromosome.
Ryan wants to be dead so much. And Josh would be so nice to Mary.
Yeah.
Because he works so hard.
Well, he's a hard worker.
Imagine coming home every night and instead of just like coming to the office, he's sitting there and he's spinning around in his chair and like, you know.
He kind of takes one headphone off one ear and he goes like,
hey baby.
Yeah, and he is calling me baby. Yeah, that's the right answer.
Did you see Billions?
Oh, let me think. Oh, right, I did, because it's my new favorite show. yeah, did I see Billions? You put Giamatti and Homeland in the same show, you got one set of peepers you could count on.
The guy is very scary almost, but he's like a rock star. You know what I mean? It's so cool to be like these guys who are smart at math, doing genius money changing.
It's so badass.
But also walking around like a rock star.
Yeah. Kicking ass. Fucking.
Mm-hmm.
Telling people, hey, get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Doing money. Having the rules be like not even really a main concern for you, if you even care about them at all, which frankly, but as a rock star, he seems to not.
But you know the rules, and this is something that we can identify with.
Oh, yeah. People think I don't know the rules.
Because you say, and this is part of it, if you get caught breaking the rules, we say we didn't know the rules.
Yeah, that's something I say a lot.
We say, oh.
I never heard that.
Were we supposed to?
Oh, that's the rules? Oh, okay. Well, next time.
And then you do it again.
Cop is like, what? Yeah, and hopefully it's just not the same cop. And even if it is, I do this. I go, oh, I thought you were kidding. Oh, that's
serious? You're not supposed to use the fire extinguisher to make it look like you're like shooting like a big load? Sorry, I didn't know.
Yeah. I go, oh, I thought you were kidding. oh God, I thought you were so funny before. You're really saying the rules.
Yeah, and then you want them to be like, no, I was kidding. You know,
no, I.
Oh,
no,
you like that?
Yeah, because you flatter them.
Yeah.
And then...
I'm excited for Vinyl.
Vinyl I'm excited for.
But I like the part where he goes, because I saw the first one, and I like the part where he's like... It's the beginning, and he's like, when I got into this business, it was about the music. And then you hear the song, like, incense, peppermints, da-da-da-da. And it's like, but then, like, he started, then you see him do coke, and he's like, now it's more about something coke. Else. Yeah. About the coke. And he, like, you see him put his head down and do a...
just a chop, just a big fat gorilla
line,
finger that
throw,
he's taken to the dome.
You know,
chopped up a fucking monster.
Whenever
line.
You do a bunch of coke, like, the camera's above you and you, like, look up and you're like...
yeah.
It's like really going
it's
right
like
straight
becoming
up
a werewolf, quite yes. frankly.
And he's, like, made a big pile of cash, but he doesn't know how to hear music anymore.
But does the music change when he does the coke? It's not incense peppermints at that point, right?
Yeah, now it's, like corporate rock.
Mm-hmm.
What's that band?
Bachman Turner Speed Overdrive?
Of, yes.
Speed of what?
That's what, when you said Bachman, that's what I thought was Bachman Turner Overdrive. Because when they're overdriving, they're going so speedo.
Yeah, speedo. So,
but when he's like walking down the street, like, and he's like after a long night of coke, and he like just signed a bad music, and he's like, oh, "What am I doing?" It's Richie, yeah. Richie Finestra.
Don't believe in himself anymore.
And then he hears this sound. It's like kind of muffled though,
uh-oh.
And he's like, "What's this company?" He like looks and he sees like there's a light in the bottom of a like a Chinese restaurant.
Well, it sounds like this guy's got an ear for this kind of thing though. Like he yeah. would only need to hear a muffled version of the next big thing.
Yeah. And he's like, "I gotta know what this is about."
Yeah,
and he goes down the stairs and it's like getting louder and it's a little scary and mm-hmm. he doesn't know is it like a
is this Bobby Cannavale?
Yes, Bobby Cannavale.
Yeah,
yes.
He's back on HBO after the end of Cannavale.
And he gets to the band room, and there are these guys on stage who are wearing, like, a paperclip in their friggin' nose. And he's, like, trying to, he's like, you try to, you gotta get that out of there. But they're just, like, rocking out, and they're being like, we don't care about the president. And he's like, I gotta sign this band, the Nasty Bits. That's the name of the band.
Oh, wow. So they actually don't even care if you think it sounds like freaking somebody's like wiener piece. And they're actually saying, tell me they're not really saying they don't care about the president. That's an exaggeration.
Well, it's just a song.
They're maybe saying they don't care about the vice president.
It's just a song, and they are sort of play characters. Because it's in a TV show.
I hate when people hide behind a character in their art. Because why don't you just say what you really mean? Why do you want to take on some perspective that's not yours to make your statement? Because that's cowardice. And I'm out here, the real me, my name's Sean Clements, and saying what I believe.
Yes.
Who I'd fuck, who I'd marry, who I'd kill among the employees at Earwolf. Just own it.
Anyway, I'm very excited for Vinyl. And
well, for me,
I like the music.
For me, Billions is better.
No, have you heard some of this stuff?
Oh gosh, yeah, that sounds like a hell of a tune. But for me, Billions is maybe better because I do know more about money than music, mm-hmm. and I do think that there's a one line at the end.
What?
What's the point of having fuck you money if you don't get to say fuck you or something like that? And that to me was like, holy shit. This dude's a fucking rock star of math money? Jesus. And Paul Giamatti's trying to make him follow the rules. And
yeah.
you'll like this because it's like the band you described.
Yeah.
Paul Giamatti's trying to make him follow the rules and he doesn't want to.
Yeah, I like that part where he's like, I want this guy to be under the freaking wall.
Yeah, and when he's going like, saying something about having good principles.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, to his staff. So...
And I feel like it's a show for me as, like, a guy, you know, a man of a certain age, you know, that they're mm-hmm. that they're still doing, you know, a show for...
Yeah.
you know.
You could say it.
Old men.
Old white men.
Yes.
And that we do still have our show. They haven't taken all of them away.
Yes.
What's with this, you know, everyone's mad at us?
What is that?
I'm pissed. Hello.
It was happening in New York, too.
I'm doing just what I'm supposed to be doing. Like, I'm just doing good stuff that I like.
The same stuff we always did.
Yes.
And now it's bad. Yes, I feel the exact same way. It used to be great. People used to love it.
Yes. People were really going like, that's good. And now people are going like, no. And it's frustrating.
Because you don't know what to...
I don't. Yeah. It's like, it's, you know that feeling where you don't know what to do with your hands? Do
yes.
I put them in my pockets? Do I cross my arms?
It's like
know?
That with,
behind my back.
With making a movie now.
For that, movie, TV, just speaking.
Yeah.
Everything I say is suddenly wrong.
Because if I try to be the master of none,
mm-hmm.
it's now it's bad.
Mm, yes.
If I try to be the train wreck.
Oh, all of a sudden, if I'm going to be the train wreck, I'm like a bad guy? All I'm doing is just, you know, having fun with my body. But I shouldn't even be saying this right now. It's just the kind of conversation that gets me in trouble.
Like if I, you know, I do a movie where I, you know, I work at the magazine and I take home a 16-year-old intern.
Mm-hmm.
And we do it.
Yeah, and smoke a cigarette.
Now it's bad.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't seem fair to me.
I could do Leslie Jones' same material.
Yes.
Word for word.
Word for word. One word in particular.
About how I make a good slave.
Yes. I go up to do that, and all of a sudden, I'm the bad guy? Hello, you guys were just liking this.
And even if I go first, because I thought that was a problem,
mm-hmm.
I used to let her go first. But now I say, let me go first. Let's see what happens.
Well, because we came up with it together, all three of us. We were having pancakes at Dupar's,
mm-hmm.
and we started talking about, like, you know, what it would have been like for us in slave times. Obviously, we had a different perspective, but I feel like we walked her to a lot of that idea.
Brett?
Yeah?
Can we have, what do I want to eat?
Ooh, have you heard of this snack? It's a combination of graham crackers with chocolate, and there's a melted, sugar pillow on it. I don't know. It's a specific
sugar pillow sandwich.
Yes, it might be. And the thing that's so great is you always want some others of them after you've eaten them.
Brett?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Can you make, do we have crackers?
What kind of crackers?
I guess like
Graham Norton crackers.
Akmak. Do we have Akmaks?
Akmak? I've never heard of that. I'll get you some crack. We only have one type of
We have sprouted wheat here.
No, it's just plain cracker.
Okay.
We have Life cereal?
We don't have Life cereal.
Do we have any kind of cereal?
Do we have almond butter?
We have crackers. We have plain crackers, plain the white kind.
Okay.
How much kinds of jerky do you have?
We have some turkey jerky. I think Josh might have some.
No ostrich.
No. The Sklar's turned me on to that ostrich jerky stuff.
I hate when it's hungry and I don't know what I want to eat.
Yes, because
you
it's...
You know? And I know there's something. I know there's like something that I really want. But I can't think of what it is right now. It's on the tip of my... I wish it were on the tip of my tongue.
Just start naming
it.
Stuff. Yeah, I'd like it on the tip
I
of my tongue.
I wish it were on the tip of my tongue. And then
Brett, just start
sugar,
naming
sugar,
food.
Sugar...
No.
We don't have that much, guys. I mean, I can rummage in some of their desks. I know Dana has like Sour Patch Kids.
No.
And Sam has like creamed corn in his desk for
Is
some reason.
Is a bean sandwich something?
Oh, I would love a bean
Is
sandwich.
Is that something? Like a nice cannellini bean on like a Portuguese roll?
A giant white bean. Like one of the big cannellini beans.
Is one that bean sandwich?
On a Portuguese roll.
Well, we need two.
One for each of you.
What are you saying? We each start at one end of the sandwich and then
munch our way in. Have you seen a Portuguese roll?
We only have enough for one.
Meat in the middle.
Hmm. Do you want me to put it sort of in between you guys?
Maybe.
And what do I want to drink?
Do you have cucumber soda?
No.
I love experimenting with interesting sodas.
Oh, and, gosh.
Like, I'm sort of a soda freak in terms of just, like, I'll go out to, like, a weird store, like a store that's, like, not mostly even in English, and they have stuff there, and sometimes I'll buy something I don't even know what it says, and I'll drink it and, like...
Is there anything more interesting than what you drink? Like, how do you really get to know a person unless you know if they try other drinks from what you've heard of?
And sometimes everyone's just drinking the same old drinks that everyone else does, but I like different ones and mixing them together.
I guess it's part of my uniqueness that make me want to have a drink that maybe you can't even necessarily say the name or know about, you, Brett, but that I'm having a drink... And it's, to me, just normal.
Like, what's a special drink you had recently?
Me?
Yes.
Well, I was talking to...
Oh, he's talking to me?
Yeah, I was talking to Sean.
Oh.
And we're both looking up at the stars, and so it's hard to...
Yeah.
It's hard to know exactly who's talking to who. But I know the kind of special drink that Brett has is, like, water and powdered medicine.
Yeah.
But what I want true. An exciting drink.
Just
I want to
water know, and worm killer.
Because I like knowing about exciting new drinks.
Well, a lot of people might drink a root beer.
Mm-hmm.
But do they know about sarsaparilla?
And see, that's a great example of something that it tastes exactly like root beer, but it is a different...
Oh, some people think it's the same, and why even bother labeling it differently?
But it is different, and it's so hard to find.
An Old West.
And you have to go to a special store, and it's more expensive.
It's tradition, and it's Doc Holliday, and it's America, and I am, for one, not one who wants to forget the past because it could repeat itself. And this kind of leads me into some of the stuff in the past that old white guys did actually was pretty good. And so maybe we don't want to just like throw out the baby with the bathwater here.
Sarsaparilla.
Yeah. Sarsaparilla. And it's like? And it's real sugar.
Oh, God. So good.
It's not, you know, it's like,
corn.
It's not using corn chemicals. And it's like, yes, I'll eat corn. I like eating corn, which is regular, but I don't like it.
Fresh corn, popping corn, anything that is not just making it chemical.
But it's, yes, it's bad when it's transformed.
Stop transforming it. Unless it's a car turning into a friend, I don't want anything transforming. Sorry.
Okay, so one Portuguese bean sandwich and a sarsaparilla.
Yes.
With cane sugar.
Yes. And please don't use Sam's creamed corn.
That's where I was going.
To make syrup.
Okay. How about some ginger beers? Have you heard of that?
I like it so spicy.
Yeah. I need it so hot I cough.
Most people can't drink it as spicy as I like to.
Yeah.
Yeah, I need it so hot I cough. That reminds me of... Being on the islands, man. Having the ginger beer on the bobsled team.
We never talked too much about your big vacation.
Oh, right. When I went to the islands, man, with the bobsled team.
Because you told me that you saw some animals,
mm-hmm.
but you wanted to tell me in person because there was like a visual component to you explaining the animals to me.
Right.
You know, that you couldn't explain the animals over the phone.
Well, because I have to be able to show you with my hands how big.
Yeah.
Bird like this.
Whoa! What?
Little tiny shark.
Oh, my God.
Like this big.
And is that its tail or it's all of it?
No, its face.
Wow.
Normal sized penguin.
Okay.
This tall.
Well, that looks small to me.
Yeah.
Maybe you were far away. Because you can't probably get that close to it.
I did the bird, right?
Brett, wait, what is that?
What do you have, Brett?
I was just going to...
Oh, that's nice.
I'm back on the islands with the Buju Bantan, man. Murderer, gun up on your shoulder. How does it feel to take the life of another? I love that. That's reefer music for me.
Can I ask something that I don't, and I don't know if this is bad to say, and I'm asking if it's bad to say. Okay.
Yeah.
And you know this because you were on the island.
So you're not,
I don't
saying
know what it,
it
is.
You're
I'm
just
not
asking
it.
If it's bad.
Yes. What is a like, I think it's a bumble clot. What is that?
Yeah, bumble don't clot. That don't ask that. It is bad to say.
But what is it? Are you allowed to explain
it's something
what it
that
is?
If you ask on the islands, you do get a punch. And if I wasn't so fast and strong, and I hate to even bring this up.
Yeah.
I would have maybe gotten a big bruise. I mean, a lot of people will get knocked out by it, but you actually kind of can't knock me out. But if I wasn't so fast and strong and caught the guy's hand and taught him a little lesson about...
And use his own momentum.
Swinging on somebody you...
Use his own momentum against him.
Yeah, well, and I mean, in the tradition of the water martial arts forms, mm-hmm. where you be like water and use the flow of their energy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because water
Aikido,
does that.
Aikido, Hapkido, yes. All the Kidos.
But they're doing, they have their style of doing it where you think they're dancing and you come up to dance with them.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you start trying to do and locomotion.
And suddenly it's fighting.
It can become that.
You grab their hips to do the locomotion.
Mm-hmm. Well, I straight up thought I was in a possible conga line and I was trying to sort of shift that
because
smoothly
it's
into the locomotion.
Because it's the islands.
And what happened was, guy tried to do a roundhouse flip kick, and luckily for me, yeah, I'm familiar with a lot of the water forms of martial arts. And I was able to turn that kick into, he was doing the locomotion in the hospital. So... And that's what I'm, and he was just,
you
was
were
just
making,
a train of gurneys.
He was, yeah, at the hospital, and you're making his hands move.
Yeah.
To do the locomotion.
Yeah, accidentally ripped his IV out. So, you know, and I don't like to talk about violent stuff, just because mm-hmm. our culture is, you know, gotten pretty bad, but also there's some stuff that we've done with violence that has been pretty good, like a lot of the movies, and maybe we don't throw out the baby with the bathwater mm-hmm. in terms of just like...
But we just put. We, why don't we just put all these guns on paintball mode?
I know.
You know, where it's like exploding paint, and so you can be like, "I got you."
Yeah. So you know who got hit, and if they got, and everybody gets a different color.
Yes. And so you say, like, "That's mine."
I'll take pink. I'm not saying women have to do pink. I'm
yeah.
not.
I don't care. I'm not. Yes, I honestly don't care either.
I don't think that's fair that it's just like, ooh, it has to be this. It's the pink is for girls.
Brad probably wants yellow because he's the mustard man or whatever.
Yeah, he's the fucking restarred.
That's not nice.
What?
You said, I heard what you said.
What?
He called me mustard, which is like, it's starred, first of all.
Which is short for mustard.
Yeah. It's short for that.
Yeah.
Do you know the Mustard Man?
Yeah. There's on Mustard Lane.
I don't know the Mustard Man.
And I was just saying, I hear it so much, I'm hearing it again, like, here we go, it's a restart.
You're saying it like...
Like Pete and Repeat.
Okay.
Pete and Repeat are in a boat, Pete falls out, who's left?
Who's left?
Oh,
He's going to do it. Pete. No, Pete fell out.
Yeah, Pete fell out. He's losing the boat.
Oh, God, he's going to do it.
Me?
No, you're not. It's just Pete and Repeat in the boat. Pete falls out.
You can't do any of these
so
with Brett.
Repeat?
You can't do it. You Brett, so
wait, no, go. He said it. So
oh,
he said
Pete
it.
Pete and Repeat. Okay.
Go back.
Okay,
go back.
Go back.
Go back.
But remember what you said. Remember what you said.
But do what you said.
But you started from the beginning.
Okay, Pete and Repeat.
But remember what you said.
Okay, but don't mess around.
Now, okay.
And don't do it while he's talking.
This is what happened when we tried to do chicken butt with him. Now,
and he said, what was that?
And he said he knew what. And he said he knew what up dog was.
In dick for.
He knew. He
what
knew
is it?
Yeah, he drew a stardew for me.
Okay.
Okay. So remember what you said before.
So Pete and Repeat are in a boat. Pete falls out. Who's left? in the boat.
Repeat.
I've never gotten this far before. I know there's something I'm supposed to do now.
Yeah, it feels
but
almost...
I just am so, like, excited that...
Because he's right.
I need him to say that. Like, that is who's in there.
Yes. Is that... It is a person?
Yeah, his name is Repeat. Are they brothers?
I guess they would have to be twins. But then how do you know which is which?
So Repeat kills Pete?
I think he just fell out.
Yeah, I think he's just like, maybe he was even showing off.
And maybe it was a storm.
Don't show off in a boat, everybody.
Stand up and...
Doing the Titanic thing.
Yes. And this boat's a rockin', you know?
Oh, yeah, that one.
Getting sleepy.
Yeah, I'm ready to go to sleep. Brett, shush, shush, shush. I'm starting to get sleepy. Do we want to just...
You guys didn't finish your sarsaparillas.
It's not good.
And I'm not supposed to have that much before I go to sleep. You know? I'm not supposed to drink a whole sarsaparilla.
The thing with a lot of these unique drinks is that they're not that good.
Yeah.
But I just drink them so you know that I drank them. But I don't really want to have them.
A regular drink is either better or... The same. Usually the same.
A lot of times the same, but a lot of times better.
And that's why people like it so much.
Yeah, that's why it's more popular, I guess.
Mm-hmm. But that's different from our podcast, like which is...
Rose petal soda.
Our
whatever.
Podcast is unpopular because the popular stuff is bad.
Yes, that's how podcasts are different than drinks
than
to
drinks.
Me.
The popular drinks are good. They taste good. Everyone likes them. Podcast is different. The popular ones are bad, and the unpopular ones are good.
People don't know. It's swill. And I think that's right.
I think Sean's asleep.
He's dreaming about running. Look at his little legs move. Yeah.
It's kind of hard on, I think.
Yeah, and it kind of like emerges in that same way. It kind of comes out of the little sheath.
Yeah, it's like drippy.
Sean,
Randy,
do we do the pro version anymore?
No. You want to try it?
Yeah, I guess I can try. Who's the one? There's somebody who starts with War. Wardell or something.
I don't know about that.
I'm too tucked in. I can't check. I'm too tucked in.
At Brett's Brain. Who's a name on the forums that you think should get the pro
is that
version?
Let me ask you this. At Brett's Brain.
Oh, God, don't bring that up.
Is that supposed to be your brain? Is it like... Here's
the. You want to know the real story?
If you really want to get inside my brain,
at Brett's Brain on Twitter is just like
Brett's Brain.
What's really going
brain,
on?
Yeah. Brain droppings,
just absolute, just brain twisters coming at you every day. Comes from the early days of Twitter. I was there before.
Yeah,
you know when it was just a startup,
and you certainly couldn't and change it now because it's this established brand.
Can you change it? Because I was under the impression when Twitter started that it was like, yeah, all your little brain farts.
I think you could change it, but then you might lose people not understanding whether it was just the most unfiltered shit straight from your mind,
mind explosions,
yes.
Hot takes.
Yeah.
You know, that's the story.
War Ghoul?
Sure.
Are they going to New
York?
Hey,
War Ghoul, congrats on Proversion. Stay real. And I also, War Ghoul, wanted to tell you about Howl FM in a totally natural conversation. Hayes, you and I have been hanging out and we're almost ready to sleep. Do you want to hear a little bedtime story for you and War Ghoul?
Yes.
That'll help you go to sleep. Well, once upon a time, someone hadn't subscribed to Howl yet. And it was a little boy. And so...
Like me?
Yes. His name was Mr. Hayes. And he had to go to howl.fm.
Okay, I am subscribed, but...
No, but...
So he's not like me.
Okay. So he's okay. So his name was Blaze. So he had to.
Okay.
Yeah, you like that, huh? So he had to go to howl.fm to sign up and use the promo code Hollywood. Is Hollywood. So as I was saying in this bedtime story I'm telling Hayes, just in a friendship way, is use the promo code Hollywood to check out and claim it, someone said to the little boy, and he did, because whatever. And then he said, well, now what do I do, this boy who just got subscribed, Blaze? And what
is
would
he
you
brave?
Say? Yeah, he's so brave. So then he got told to feel free to listen to any Howl original shows and speak about the ones he enjoyed. And I know you're already subscribed, so you must have loved hearing that someone said that. And there's even some miniseries that I think War Ghoul and you would love, and you've probably heard them all.
Yeah, tell me about the miniseries.
Well, I mean, you know, I took it on myself, as I often do, to listen to a few minutes of the miniseries so I could speak about it in the bedtime story. The first one, which I really did listen to, is called The Complete Woman. And I got to tell you, Hayes, she's not missing any arms, legs. She got her whole body. She is so finished being made in terms of the physical construction and number of pieces.
And you like that?
Yeah.
I like that too.
And then, and I don't think I'm only going to talk about one, because I listened to a few minutes of so much. I mean, the Canon commentaries? That's about Nick Cannon. Okay, so today's show is sponsored by Howl FM. Is that a weird thing for a bedtime story? Maybe to you, not to us. It's like Netflix for podcasts. You got to use the promo code Hollywood. You have to, and then you get a full month of free trial.
Can I just say it's really nice of Howl to sponsor this bedtime story, and I can't wait to see the money for that. I mean, that's what sponsoring means, right?
It's just dough, baby. It's just cold, hard cashish like in billions. What's the point of having fuck you Howl money if you don't say fuck you?
So that's for War Ghoul. Congratulations on the pro version. It's I'm getting so tired in here.
Yeah.
Thank you for still wanting to do the show with me.
Thank you for finally coming out of the women's restroom.
Because I just kind of thought sometimes, like, maybe you would start doing it with other people, and like maybe you would not want to do the show with me anymore.
I don't like any other people.
Okay. And I, you know, I honestly was like, it's like so stupid now. It's honestly so dumb. But like, I was like kind of trying to make you jealous by like doing shows with Tom. I was hoping that
you.
I
noticed.
I was hoping that you, and it's so dumb. And like, I feel so like an idiot just like saying it now. But like, I was just kind of hoping you would listen and be like, oh, like I want to do the show with him again, like, and be mad.
But would you agree, and I was jealous of you doing it with Tom, and I did really want to do it together again, but would you agree
that... And
that
you would be mad that, like,
even
for
if,
example, that, like, the show that we did without you, the Grease Knows Eggs episode, was, like...
The only one that got recognized on, like, any year-end list as, like,
yeah,
an actual individual episode.
I was hoping that that would, like, make you, like, really mad.
And then anytime you search for the show on Twitter, it's all people tweeting about how specifically the Sharpling episodes of the show are the good ones, and those are the ones that I'm not in because it's you hosting them without me. And that then when you did the one with DC at Brett's house without me, that one was like, this is the best non-Sharpling episode of the show I've ever heard, was a very common refrain. And that basically I've done like 115 episodes of the show, and there's three that I'm not in, and that they seem to get like more press than any of the other ones, and that you thought that would hurt my feelings?
Yeah, I get, well, I mean, you know, I just was hoping, yeah, and it's dumb, but just like, yeah, that you would get jealous and you would like, that would make you like kind of like appreciate me more, I guess.
Yeah, that like, because it's, people would be free to say like, this episode was so funny, I loved it this week, and they've said that before, but instead they say like, this one is better than the other ones. It's the best one. And that feels pointed. And I don't know if those are you under those accounts, but I think we can agree that the episode you did with Sharpling maybe felt like a little random and aimless. Like they sort of like hit some topics and then came back and then revisited and didn't feel like they had a point. Whereas this one was so clean. Like what we just recorded is like truly just laser focused.
It feels like a lot of the fat
bullseye after bullseye
has been sort of like sliced off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I wonder if people will like that less because they seem to like the more
the free flowing. Yeah.
You know, it feels more natural.
Yeah. The people did seem to like those a lot.
But when I wasn't isn't that here. Dumb? Isn't that dumb? That like, I don't know. It's like, so it's dumb. Silly. It's like, honestly, silly.
That no. You thought that would make me jealous. Yeah. No, I love doing it. Hey, look, I do the show for free for a long time. And then as soon as I'm not on it, everybody talks about how fucking awesome it is. That's nice. That wouldn't exist. It doesn't matter. Bye.
Bye.
Hollywood Handbook.
This has been an Earwolf production. Executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Adam Sachs, and Chris Bannon. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.